Now, last week I visited Charleville Agricultural Show. Had a really great morning there. Again, a big thank you to everyone who talked to us on the day. But I was very delighted to hear that Mary Herring won first prize for her gooseberry jam. What a legend. What a legend. And as the summer agricultural shows roll on, today it's the turn of Adamstown in County Wexford and Kilrush in County Clare. And tomorrow the Longford Show takes place in Anybegs in County Longford, of course. And teams are travelling from all over the country to take part in the Tug of War Championships. Now, this is not a spur of the moment thing, because you remember seeing the Tug of War at the agricultural shows, and it's not all about the crack. These are highly trained athletic teams on an elite level and very serious about their sport. And at one end of the rope, I have Conor O'Brien from the Mighty Oaks in Kilkenny. On the other end, I have Barry Kildrenew from Killylock in County Monaghan. And I also have Noel Higgins, Secretary of Tug of War Ireland. Noel, can I come to you first?
Morning, Brenda.
Morning. Jump up and down there for me. You sound a bit quiet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. It's a bit early in the morning. No, I didn't have the coffee yet, Brenda. Sorry about that.
Get it into you, as they say. Listen, the connection between the agricultural shows and tug of war, they just seem to go hand in hand. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I suppose, Brenda, it goes back to the early days when tug of war, there'd be competitions among parishes and stuff like that. And predominantly, it was mostly farm and background based. Athletes who was involved and just evolved from that. And then obviously it's just an attraction and people love it. And they're just, as you know yourself, nearly every festival that goes on in the country, you nearly always see a tug of war up pulled out. And it's everyone enjoys the bit of crack. There's a show of strength and unity between the both teams.
And it's not just about kind of pulling the rope, the psychology involved as well. You must love that, do you, Noel?
I do, yeah. Like, you know, from a Tug of War Ireland point of view, we look after all the Tug of War in Ireland from fun festivals up to the elite level, or the lads here that are on their Irish internationals, and they're preparing, they're in a serious preparation now for the World Championships in Germany in September, and also they're going to England and for the British and Irish Championships in August. But also, like it's just the dedication they put in, and to the dieting, the fitness levels, and there's an awful lot of travel because it's a niche enough sport. And as you can know, you've lads there on the line from Kilkenny and Monaghan, so you can tell there's a lot of travel involved, and the dedication these men put in, and ladies and children put in, is unbelievable. So you have to take a step back and admire all that,
And you're speaking of some of the lads we have on the line. I have Conor O'Brien from the Mighty Oaks in Piltown in County Kilkenny, probably interested in the match this afternoon as well. Good morning, Conor. How are you?
Not too bad now. How are you?
Good. Tell me, Conor, how did you get involved in all of this, in the tug of war?
Well, I had a few friends down at the club, and they're kind of getting me to train for a while. I didn't really actually have that much interest at the start. But then one night I said, I'll go down for a look. And then I just kept going and just never looked back, really.
And what is it that kept you going? What was the attraction, the draw? Because you do have to challenge yourself a lot.
Yeah, I suppose that's probably the bit that kind of kept me. I like the way it's competitive, whether it's in training or if it's in a competition. We'd always be competitive with each other. And I kind of like the hard training. You feel good about yourself after it. So kind of overall, I just enjoy the sport.
And tell me, whereabouts on the rope are you pulling? Are you at the back, the front, the middle?
With the Mighty Oaks, I'd usually pull in the front three. I'd usually pull number two.
Number two. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And the Mighty Oaks, that's a great name. Can you tell us where you got your name?
Yeah. Well, it was founded 7 years ago. It was founded in 2017. And there's a big oak tree in our training grounds. So, you know, we just use that in our name, and we like to think of ourselves as mighty, so we just went with that.
Now, on Sunday, you'll be heading up to Longford. Is there any one team that give you the heebie-jeebies? You kind of go, they're going to be our greatest rivals here.
Well, I'd say Killylock have looked very good.
Hold it. I have Barry Kildrenew from Kildrelock. He's the anchor man on the team. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Brenda. How are you doing?
Right. Will you say good morning to Conor? You're going to see him in Longford on Sunday in a different capacity.
Morning, Connor. We're heading down to Longford to tie up on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. How are you going, Barry?
Listen, not so bad. Barry, tell me a little bit about the club in Monaghan. How does it come about? The catchment area, all of that.
So, Killy Lock Club, it is a fairly long history going back into the 60s when it was founded. And a lot of international medals, a lot of silverware in that generation of the team. We now would almost be the second generation coming through. There's sons and cousins and nephews all on the team of those guys that were on top of their game years ago, and I suppose that's where we're striving to be now. We're pushing on to try and get some of that success that the older generation had.
Now, give me an idea just how much training is involved, Barry.
So, at the minute, we are training next week, competition on a Sunday, and then the guys are doing their own individual fitness training in between times.
And whereabouts on the rope are you?
So, I'm the anchor man.
Oh, yeah, I said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're at the back, right, and you're holding the rope and you can feel it slipping away, the other team are gaining ground, what's that like? What do you have to do?
It's I suppose, an immense pressure that comes through, and the struggle that our team gets together. And I suppose the big thing in tug-of-war is all about the teamwork. There's no individuals. Eight men have to be working as a unit, and it's getting that unit to do the same thing at the same time and with the same response and the same pressure as everybody else.
It's the ultimate team sport, really, when you think about it, isn't it?
It definitely is, and it's been proven time and time again. Every team's only as strong as their weakest link.
Well, look, I want to get one more person in, if you don't mind, Barry, just very quickly. For a lot of teams, it's a family affair. Alan Byrne from Ballinasloe, not slow, Ballinasloe in County Wicklow, is on the tug-of-war team there. Alan, is there any member of your family who's actually not on the tug-of-war team?
I think we've won at the moment, and is not related in some way, shape or form.
All right, so who's on the team then, in terms of your family?
Well, I've a father, Paul, and then I've two brothers, and I've two uncles as well, and cousins too, and even the same under 18s. We've a youth team going, and it's the same with that. The lot related, and then a lot of lads just from school together and everything too, so it's really just all out of the one community, one side of the village more so.
Are you looking forward to going down to Longford on Sunday?
Yeah, sure. We'll see what happens. All we can do is go down and try our best anyway.
And a lot of work, a lot of dieting and everything.
Yeah. But sure, so that's what makes it so competitive too and enjoyable. Is the other part of it too. And looking back on it.
Well, look, you're all there on Sunday in Longford at the agricultural show. I want you to wish each other the very best of luck in true sportsmanship. And the best of luck to you in the championship. Say good luck. And thanks, Noel, Connor, Barry and Alan.
Thanks very much, Brenda and lads. Best of luck tomorrow to all three of you. I'd be neutral in this one, unfortunately.
Right, that's you, Noel. Go on, guys. Yeah. Wish each other good luck.
Best of luck, lads. But we have a 580 title we're defending and we intend to take it home again.
Yeah, sure. We'll see about that anyway.
All right. Well, look, thanks very much, lads, for talking to us. That made the best team win.